And gamers, trainers, Pokemon, welcome back to another episode of Pokemon's Health. I'm joined by my guest today, Courtney. Courtney,
Hi,
how you
everybody. How's it
doing?
going? I'm doing so well. How are you?
Awesome. I'm doing great. And as always, if you enjoy the podcast, enjoy the conversation, any of that, give us a follow, share with someone who you think might enjoy it. And hopping into this one, we're going to call Courtney the first lady of Pokemon's Health. And a little bit about Pokemon's Health, Courtney. I started this podcast just seeing an opportunity in the Pokemon community to kind of introduce a little bit of wellness. You know, I think there is so much growing that men have to do. And I think we got to do it in our little communities is great places to start. So I wanted to bring a little of that to the Pokemon community. And so far, my podcast has been talking to a lot of guys and trying to get guys to open up about stuff. But I think there's a lot of importance in what women and other identities have to say about how men are doing. And I wanted to get some of your opinions on all of that. How's that sound today?
It sounds amazing. I have lots of opinions. Also, love being called the first lady of the Pokemon's podcast. Okay. Love it. Love it.
Thought it was a good vibe. And for those who don't know, Courtney is someone I met at Chicago. And I've had a number of people that I met at the Pokemon in the Park tournament last summer, which was just so fun, such a great day. And it was great to meet you there and seeing you at many of the regionals that I've attended since then. So I'm really grateful for you joining me today.
No, thank you. Oh my
Of
gosh,
course.
I'm excited
for
the question.
Yeah. So for the folks, just let us know a little bit about yourself. How old are you? Where you're from? And what do you do for a living?
Yeah, so I'm Courtney. I live in Chicago. If you didn't know, I am 26. Wow, I feel like I'm on like the Bachelorette. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is me. This is me. This is me. I have just like getting me back into Pokemon. I've been to a lot of regionals this past year, but I've just gotten to kind of the scene back about a year ago. Again, I was in it when I was a lot younger and then kind of got back into it after some things happened in my personal life. And it's honestly been one of the best decisions I've made. So, and then I work in like tech sales and consulting. So
beautiful.
That's like my other side job. This is where everything gets blurred behind me on those calls. So.
I feel that. I feel that. So how did you get into Pokemon in the first place then? What was that like?
I think that's a really good question. So I've been into Pokemon, like the actual game, for as long as I can remember. My mom, if you ever meet her, that would be crazy if you did, she'll tell you to her core that my first word was Pikachu. How much I believe her, I do not know, but she swears up and down, and so do my siblings. So I've always been really into it. Lots of crazy stories about me growing up and like Pokemon. But this last year, about a year ago, maybe right around there, Milwaukee Regional was happening. And one of my great friends, Alex, was like, literally the day before Milwaukee happened, was like, hey, do you want to go to this Pokemon Regional to Milwaukee? And I was like, honestly, I have nothing else to do on a Saturday. So folks, if you got nothing else to do on a Saturday, go to a local.
Perfect.
Go to something because it's worth it. And I went to Milwaukee and I met so many amazing people and then literally got persuaded into going to NEIC. And that's when I met even so many more and more fantastic people. And then it's been all kind of history from there. So yeah, just good old Milwaukee, Wisconsin with their cheese curds.
That's what's up. That was my very first regional as well. So that got us kicked off at the same time.
We're twins.
Very nice.
Oh my gosh,
twins.
I love that.
We're twins. Hell yeah. So we'll get to the first question. So you mentioned you're currently in the community, participating, competing, not always prepared, but having a good time, right?
That's me. I'm that never prepared. Thank you for the Pokemon.
We love the love. So tell me about what it's been like for you being a woman inside of the community so far. I've seen some different sort of challenges in the Twitterverse. And what has any of that been like for you?
Yeah. So I think being a woman in this community is really interesting. I do think from being in previous communities that this has been a lot more of a welcoming experience. I do think there is some like underlying misogyny that always kind of creeps into the gaming ecosystem, but of being a part of other gaming ecosystems for different games and different brands, I truthfully do think that Pokemon is the most welcoming to women. And it's really interesting to see. I feel like the amount of people that I've talked to and have got to know and have been so accepting to me, so receptive to me. You do have those bad apples. But I just think the community is really beautiful and very welcoming to anybody. It doesn't matter like what you identify as. Everyone is just so welcoming. And like I said, a few bad apples, but Twitter got a block button. I've got a private. We're fine. I
That's
put all my
funny.
little deets on my private. You've got access to my private. Kudos to you. But that's all I'm saying. But truthfully, it has been amazing so far.
Beautiful. I love that energy, right? Twitter's got that block button. We can tell those bad apples to take it elsewhere. Beautiful. So of
Exactly.
course we rock with the topic of masculinity on this podcast, and I guess I first time asking a woman the question on the podcast, so maybe I frame it a bit differently. And when you think of a man who is just showing up, whether in relationship or even as a friend or a family member, whatever, when you think about a man who is showing up, what do you kind of think of?
I think that's a really tough question. I truthfully, so for me now, kind of at this point of my life, I'm 26, I'm getting older. A lot of the friendships that I'm making and relationships I'm making are a lot closer because I've grown, I've matured. And so kind of that same expectation for people around me as well. So I think for me, the biggest thing is that it doesn't matter like a ton of different types of like I think a lot of people can be very narrow-minded to your social media following, your wealth, and especially as you're growing in age. I think one thing that is so inviting to me and that is so beautiful and that makes me be like, oh my gosh, I want to be friends with them, is that the way that you hold yourself and the confidence that you bring, but that it's not in the egotistical way. It's more of like you have this beautiful aura around you. And the people that you're surrounding yourself are also so beautiful. And I think you can really tell when someone is just so loved and representative of even just if they walk in by themselves because of just the way that they not only treat you, but also treat themselves and just how they present. And I think it could be so many different things, but I think for me, like when I meet people at different tournaments or different events, I feel like when you walk up to me and you are just this, you are you as a person, and you exude this kindness and this happiness, I think that's the most beautiful thing for anybody, but especially when talking to like a man for the first time. Truthfully. Sorry, that was a little long-winded.
No, that's beautiful. I definitely one nugget is I got kindness, of course, but the that you're showing up just as you are, just as yourself and confident in who that person is. And I think a lot of the maybe negative behavior that we see from guys, especially, if they're trying to maybe talk to a woman, who they don't know, is what they might perceive as a confident act, which is actually kind of doused in low self-esteem, perhaps, or like a lack of confidence, or like a sort of putting on some sort of show that is not really them. Or, trying to get to some end. What do you think about that?
I think that's actually like super extremely spot on. I think especially being in this space, I've had a lot of variety of different reactions from men meeting them for the first time. Like, for example, you truthfully meeting you, I was like, he's just himself. And I love that. Like you just brought this positivity. You felt confident in yourself and that you were able to interact with people that you didn't know, but not in an overwhelming way, but very much of like, hey, this is me. Like we kind of some at least some similar interests here in Pokemon. Let's like talk about it. Like we don't have to be best friends, but I would love to know who you are so that I have that connection and that the next time I see you, I remember you and I remember those connections. And I think that's really beautiful. I
Definitely.
think when you're talking about that low self-esteem and things like that, I think it is one of the things, and I am someone, truthfully, I am chronically online. And sometimes you get kind of into these little bubbles, and I get it. Don't get me wrong. If you knew me like 10 years ago, you'd be like, not the same girl, but that's just kind of part of growing and things like that. But I think One like piece of advice that I would love to just even say is that I know myself and many other women in the scene really just want to feel like we are held on the kind of on that same standard. Like we want to be a part of this. So, but we also want to learn, and we're not trying to be like, hey, like he teaches. Like I know I act like that sometimes, but it's more of like I want to learn the game,
Yeah.
and I don't feel like don't. Act like this big ego of like, oh, I've done this, I can help you, things like that. I just want to A, be your friend. I would love to know who you are in that same sense. But I also want us to like work together and brainstorm. I always think about it as like chemistry homework when you were back in high school. Like it's pretty difficult. And but if you have somebody else to help you, it's one of those things that really kind of correspond really well. So I think once again, it really depends. I think if you are walking up to somebody and especially introducing yourself for the first time, don't share your crazy accomplishments, and then also don't share an Incineroar joke, please. I do not want to hear an Incineroar joke when the first 5 seconds of meeting you.
What's wrong with
That
the Incineroar jokes?
no, don't even, nope, there's
No,
no.
it's a legit question. It's a legit question. I'm still pretty new in the community as well. Like, even like getting any of the jokes and whatnot. I'm just like getting, big on Incineroar myself this, since he got released anyway. And
The
I love him. And he
GC
actually
team.
is, should have been one of my favorites. Not on my GC team. Not on my GC team. Not this one. We'll see about we'll see about Orlando though. But what's wrong with the Incineroar jokes?
I'm just saying, okay,
Okay.
I'm
All
gonna be
right. Okay.
honest.
Okay.
It's
I got you. I got you.
it's maybe not the Pokemon. It's just the joke isn't good most of
Yeah.
the time. And I feel like with Incineroar, it happens more than anything. But it's more of if you're going to come with us with something that we possibly have already seen on Twitter, it better be the best delivery you've ever done in your entire life. Because if it's not, I
Oh,
don't want to hear it.
okay. So we just have high comedy standards.
Oh,
Okay.
yeah.
As you
Super.
should.
Come on.
As
Come
you should. As you should. As you
on.
should. So awesome. So on that topic of masculinity, I guess, have there been any times I have there been. It probably goes without saying the times you have been affected by, a man's possibly toxic behavior. Are there any times that kind of like stand out to you that you just want to like maybe share for the sake of guys just kind of maybe getting this a bit more?
Yeah, for sure. I would say I'll put two. One in respect of the actual gameplay, and then one into respect of like being outside of like the actual convention hall or the
Yeah,
tournament center. So
totally.
talking about within kind of that ecosystem and like playing, I think one of the things that does happen a lot is that people really discount us as players. Kind of going back to that sentiment that I put out earlier, and so I vividly remember sitting across from this person. I'm not going to say the regional because y'all could see who I played and all that stuff. So, sitting at one of the
Okay,
regionals I was
fine,
at,
fine.
and I just sat down. And if you've ever been across from me or near me at a Pokemon tournament, no matter if it's a local or region, I'm yapping. I'm talking to everyone. I want to know everything about you. I want to know your favorite Pokemon. I want to know all this. What can I say?
Yeah.
That's just who I am. But I sat down, I tried to make small talk, and some people, I get it, you don't want to talk to me, that's fine. I stopped. Don't worry, I do stop. But the game kind of progressed, and there was, of course, that happens with like typical Pokemon, RNG happens, hacks happens, things like that. And I was getting the better end of the stick. And they were getting extremely upset, which I understand, you can get upset while playing the game, but it got to the point where they were essentially kind of disrespecting me in the sense of they're like, you do you even know how to play this game? Like, oh, you got just so lucky. Like, are you sure you actually understand it? And I was like, actually, I kind of do. You know, sometimes I get messed up with the armor tail for Ferrigraph.
Of
Don't get
course.
me wrong. I
Same.
sometimes will use a priority move into it,
Yeah.
but I understand the game. And it was just very interesting to me. Like, I left it afterwards. Excuse myself, whatever, we finished, whatever. But I left that match being like, is it because of me as a girl, or is it because of the game that tilted him? And I think that's the hardest thing, is that battling those different types of things. And I talked to some friends after it, and they were probably like, he probably was just super upset, like super tilted, like, you know, it, like depending on like what happens, records change, things like that. And I was like, yeah. But it's one of those things that I kind of have like thought about in like ways of like, how could I have responded in a way that's more of a constructive like feedback form? Because I really didn't say anything. I just let him kind of continue. And I didn't not retaliate, but confront in a sense of just saying, hey, like, I wouldn't really appreciate if you said those things. I do understand the game, but like, it's the game. It happens. Things like this happen. So that's one thing I've reflected on. So I think if you are in ever in a situation like that, it doesn't matter who your opponent is. I think if you are feeling like you are being belittled or like discounted in a sense, I wouldn't say once again retaliate. The retaliate's not a good word, and it's also one of those things that you have to be really careful about. But in the sense of letting them know, having them acknowledge that that was something that you were not comfortable with, and that you would recommend saying something like a little bit different or keeping it to themselves, possibly for other people, because it could really affect their mental state and also the different types of things throughout the day as well. So that's
Definitely.
just one of the things of in the game
Yeah,
that
and that's, that's what makes it hard that you have to even consider that, oh, he's just tilted, or is he talking shit because I'm a woman, right? That's just, it's a matter of safety. And guys, I want to be a man who is like, absolutely not to like come to the rescue or anything, but I think we all have to stand for each other in those areas in which it's like, hey, if I am demanding like accountability, that may help the next person. And you doing that, in your power as a woman as well, extremely important. So guys, yeah, take notes. Thanks for sharing that one,
true. And that's
Courtney.
one thing too, I will say, and it may be just me, but I am not a confrontational girly in the slightest. Unless you go after my friends, I don't figure out that situation. But I never felt really comfortable saying anything. And there's certain points of it's called like the bystander effect, which happens a lot, and it happens even outside events. So that's what the story we'll get to after this of the bystander effect. But it's one of those things is never feel like you like in a sense of like that, where you could possibly see somebody getting visibly uncomfortable by something else that somebody else is saying. It's okay to, I would personally say, check on them, but also check on the other person and say like, hey, like that's not cool, like, or don't say that, like it's just the game. Like I've like made just random statements of like, oh, it's just a game, don't worry about it. Trust me, I play a lot of video games with a lot of people, and I'm like, guys, it's just a game.
You gotta whip it
Just the
out
game,
sometimes.
just the game. Let's not be like this. So I think it's just one of those things of that bystander effect. It does happen. You do see this, and it's okay to stand up, or even if you don't feel comfortable doing it at that moment, going to the person that you thought was feeling uncomfortable afterwards and just checking in. Checking in means the world to people. We're all humans. We all have emotions, and it's really important to show that human emotion to each other.
Absolutely. Just having someone that cared nearby,
Yeah.
even if it's one person, can go an extremely long way if you're feeling isolated, which a lot of times we do, especially if we're on the receiving end of some, abusive like
Yeah,
behavior.
literally. Trust me. Trust me.
Oh no. And your second story?
Oh, yes. Let's go on to number two. So this is kind of outside the events. I would always say to any person who is ever trying to approach somebody else, it doesn't matter who they are, it doesn't matter. I would always say if you are going to approach somebody and they politely tell you no, or are saying like, I cannot talk right now, or if you actively see that they are trying to remove themselves from the conversation, let them go. Let them do it. And maybe throughout like an hour or two later, if everyone's still there, like if you want to shoot your shot again, go up again. But typically somebody will show you that they don't want to talk to you. It doesn't matter what way it's going, doesn't matter anything like that. But it's respecting the boundaries of the person that you are trying to actively talk to. And it doesn't matter if it's in a like in a sense of where you might be romantically attracted to them, or if you even if you want to be like their friend or anything like that. If they feel that they're uncomfortable, or if they visibly seem like they're uncomfortable, or if they gravitate towards their friends a little bit more and try to remove themselves, respect that and respect those people respect. Maybe they don't want to have a drink. Maybe respect that if you did buy them a drink, they might not want to take it, just because these are experiences that people have had where things have happened in those different types of scenarios. So it's really important to respect the other person and communicate. I think that's one thing that we've kind of lost,
Oh, yeah.
especially in this ecosystem. This is the world that we live in, is communication is not always key. And so it's always about communicating with a person. And you can be blunt. Like, I would rather someone come up to me and be like, "Hey, I would love to buy you a drink." And I could say yes or no.
Yeah.
Or ask in the middle of the conversation, like, "Hey, like, I think you're really pretty, you're really cute. Like, could we continue talking?" Like, that's the kind of the sense, the direction that I want to continue talking. You can say those things. Those are
Yeah.
not going to be too forward. It's actually what we would want more, truthfully.
Absolutely.
So it
Absolutely.
just, I've had some interesting experiences of where people have crossed boundaries, and it's really important to, A, if you are ever somebody that feels like you're having a boundary crossed, find a friend. Always go out with your friends. Never go out by yourself, especially at these different types of events, and especially in places that you don't know. NAIC, I'm looking at you. Everyone, we're all friend grouped up, let me tell you.
Yeah, dude. No, NOLA is crazy too. You like
It is crazy. I've been
finally.
there multiple times, and it's one of those
Woo!
things. I love the
No.
city,
It's
but it's one of those
fantastic,
cities.
but you gotta be safe.
Gotta be safe. So that's kind of like the short and skinny. It's just very much respecting boundaries, both within the game and outside the game as well. So, yeah, a little
Those
bit
are
about.
like super valuable ways that you've been, touched by some not great behavior. And
Yeah.
guys, definitely, listen up. This is about hearing you and what those experiences have kind of brought out for you. And I mean, yeah, can I get a little bit more of that? Like just general feelings when boundaries crossed, respect is not given, all the things. Like what does it feel like for you, like in those experiences, so we can understand that a little bit better?
Yeah, I think this is just something that has kind of, it hits on multiple atmospheres. And I think if you were to ask me how I would respond to things a year ago, 2 years ago, et cetera, compared to where I handle things now, it would be very different. I do work in a very male-dominated field. So I have experienced this kind of ecosystem for a very long time. So I would say, and not to try to like toot my own horn, I actually think it's a bad horn to toot, is that I have dealt with these situations a lot more in my life. So I've been able to learn and adopt of how to kind of combat them, be able to figure out precise replies so that it doesn't seem like threatening or things like that, in the sense of like, there's a lot of different things that have happened. We all watch the news. We all are on TikTok or Instagram reels. We see these crazy things that have happened to any person that maybe have refused from different things or things like that. So it's really being careful about what you are saying. But I will say that I do have many friends in this space, and a lot of them being women. And it's one of those things. I'm also sorry for my cat. She's going to join the podcast. That have had really bad experiences, in the sense of people of just crossing boundaries and getting to the point where either someone had to like physically step in and say, "Hey, you need to walk away. You need to walk away from this person," or people following somebody and having somebody else being like, you need to get out." And it's one of those things, is that I feel like it does happen to a lot of women, especially. And it's there's things that have happened at events that have happened to me, have happened to my friends, that have been really uncomfortable and made this space not feel comfortable. But I know we're not alone, just as women. I know it happens to a wide variety of people. And so I think that's also something that we need to keep in mind, is that it
Definitely.
doesn't matter who you are or what you identify as. It is one of those things, is that we need to look out for each other as human beings and people in the community, regardless if it's the Pokemon community or any community that you're a part of. Like, it does happen, unfortunately, and we just need to be there, truthfully.
So I'm thinking you mentioned this being uncomfortable. Is that like, was these situations scary? I'd imagine there's some of that.
Yes, very scary. There's been lots of things, very scary. A lot of anger because you just want to be held account. Like you just want to be a person just existing and you just can't be a person existing. And you, it just feels very alienating as well. It's one of those things. It's like, why are you just singling me out? Is it just because of like who I am, what I look like? What are the causations of how you like? Sometimes I hear from NAIC was crazy. Let me just leave it at that. But there was an incident where it was just very overwhelming and someone really crossed the boundary with me. And when I talked to other people afterwards about it and about the person, they were like, oh, he's a super nice guy. Like we've never seen anything like that. And I was just like, was it? I was like, what is like going on? And alcohol is no excuse. I don't, no excuse, no excuse. Respect your boundaries. And so I think that is, it's just very much a lot of, for me, truthfully, it's a lot of anger and it's just a lot of uncomfortableness. It's mainly the anger after the fact, uncomfortable in the actual moment.
Is there any level of I'm just imagining, I was like, first word I was like, eh, sadness doesn't quite hit it, but I was like, is there any level of disappointment about to like how you want to just come and, like you said, be a person, play the damn game, but you got to contend with all this other stuff.
Yeah, I think a lot, and I think I could speak for so many people in this community of just how just kind of alone that we feel. I know that there has been a lot of women who have joined the scene and left because of this feeling of feeling like they don't belong and feeling like they're being disrespected. And I think that's so disheartening because it is such a beautiful game. It's connected us all together. Obviously, everyone who plays it has loves it in some sort of capacity. And it's really disappointing to see people feel so uncomfortable going to these events that they just quit because they feel like they just can't even exist in that ecosystem. And I think that's the most disheartening thing. And it's truly just really sad. And I hope I never have to ever get to that point of where I never feel like I don't feel comfortable enough to go to an event. But it is one of those things that you do have to, if you do feel uncomfortable, reach out to your friends. And if something has happened, do not be afraid to speak up because that is the biggest thing is that if you do not speak up, nothing will change. And I know it's the hardest part of it, but there's so many wonderful people in this community that is there to be there by your side, no matter if they're a random stranger to you, these people care. Because they care about the people who are in the community and that want to grow in the community.
Absolutely. And I've been very impressed to see like the community step up when something, something goes down, community has something to say about it and really stepping in, demanding accountability, apologies and all of it. And it's very cool to see.
Very different from a lot of other communities, let me tell you.
Very
Very
different.
different.
If you could sum up maybe one more thing that if you if guys understood this, whether you want to talk community or outside the community, what is one thing you might say if guys understood it, it would be just a much better place.
Honestly, I wish we had like a day of Freaky Friday. I would love a Freaky Friday. Because let me tell you,
Oh
if
my God.
anyone wants to switch places with me, you let me know. I'll sign the non-disclosure. We can do it. But I would love just like in a perfect world for everyone to have to experience that in some sort of way. And I think it's one of those things is that you won't. Unless you actively try to do it, then more power to you. But traditionally, you won't. And I really wish that more people could do that in more than just Pokemon, but in so many different roles as well. Like, shoot, I'll be Jeff Bezos for a day. Who cares? What? I would like to see what it's like.
Why
But it's one
not?
of those things. It's like, I think that would allow for us to grow a lot more. It's not possible. So I think maybe a more feasible thing is to really just talk to people. And I think talking to people that you're like, I think it's really like funny sometimes because I first kind of got my start on social media as like a cosplayer. So people would reach out and they'd be like, I was so nervous to talk to you because like you do this. And I'm like, no, I would love to just even know who you are. And I think that's one thing that is really hard for people is that you don't have to be at this crazy friendship level with all these different people to feel like that is like you, that's your worth. You can, like, I know a lot of people. A lot of them I would consider my friends, but there's a lot of people that I know that are just like I know them. I know if I saw them out, I would say hi to them, but we don't have to be the best of friends. We can respect each other as people and still respect each other's boundaries, but it's good to know people. It's good to have that person there just to even around you so that if something does happen or if you are feeling certain ways that you do have somebody that you can go to. So just be nice. We know the game too. We might hate Incineroar, but we know the game. What can we say? Trust
What
me,
can we
I promise
say?
we do.
Fantastic. I love the emphasis on leaning on your friends, and I think that is everything in this community, everything in this game. So it's been really beautiful. And leaning on my friends has helped me start to like understand it and get better at playing, which has been really important for me.
True. I promise at EUIC I will not sucker punch into Ferrigarath because it's on
Hey.
my team, so I should know better.
Hey, don't do it. Hey, I did that earlier this week. It's on my team too, and I tried to fake out into it. Let's go. As I'm
Notes,
like, I hope he
notes.
tries to fake out into my refrigerator.
And you're like, and then you have like the sound effect going off in your brain after you click it. You're like, oh. I love it. I love
Insane.
it. That's
Insane.
amazing.
Yeah.
Love it.
So one more thing that I'd love to ask people to share about, and just asking everybody this so we can continue to get to know each other's struggles, what we've gone through, and perhaps learn from each other and how you've solved your problems. So I wanted to ask if you had ever struggled with any mental health or emotional health issues that you might share a little bit about, and maybe how you overcame them or how you manage.
Yeah, I think that's a really important question, and I think that's a question that doesn't get asked enough because it is such a personal thing. But it's always good to talk about those things, especially with people. So I will say myself, it's been now 3 years where I for about a year and a half to 2 years had a extremely bad eating disorder. I would only eat once a day. I would eat maybe 600 calories. I was very kind of malnourished at a certain point because of these expectations and these idolations that I was really trying to feel like I needed to hit. And it took a lot for me to kind of get out of that. I had an amazing friend group that I had met after I was done with the relationship that kind of caused the eating disorder. And they really, even to this day, have helped me kind of nurse me back into life. I still, if you know me, I'm always like, nah, I haven't ate today. And everyone's like, get eating, eat now. And I'm like, I'm sorry. And I think it's one of those things, therapy, go to therapy. Everyone needs to go to therapy. It doesn't matter if it's once a month, once every 3 months. Having someone you can talk to that knows nothing about you is the most freeing thing to truthfully anybody, because I know there's a
Cosine.
lot of us, including myself, that there's certain things that my closest friend doesn't even know. And those are the things that these people are there to listen to you. They're there to help you. And I know I would not be in the place where I'm at without therapy, without my friends, and without the different types of people and atmospheres around my life. And my cat. My cat has truly saved me so much. She makes me
Yo.
feel so much better. So if y'all need a cat, this is your application for a cat. Go adopt them. Adopt them. I'm
No,
gonna say.
adopt, don't shop. I got cats too, and one is orange, and they are magical creatures, and they have helped my mental health so much as well.
Like
Just
a
so
cuddle from my cat is the best thing in the entire world.
it's
Like,
incredible. My cats, like, they found them in a garage, so they were really, outside cats. They're when they were kittens, so they needed to be saved for sure. So brought them home, and like for a long time they didn't like me. And it's been 2 years, and they're really now starting to really show a lot of love. And I'm just like, when I tell you like how chosen I feel, it is everything.
and
It's
patience is a
everything.
virtue. It's a virtue. And then look at how happy you are. You overcame all of that to have
Yes.
this beautiful bond with them. And
So
they
cool.
trust you probably as much as you trust them, which is like a bond that you can never break, truly.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, thank you for sharing about the eating disorder, and I'm so happy that you made the progress you've made. The advocation for therapy is every single thing. Everybody, we all have something that we can get out of it, something that hurt us in the past that a lot of times it's not as easy as just trying to forget about it. You know what I mean? And it's
Exactly.
yeah, we need that help sometimes. So great source of it.
No. No, that's very true. And it's one of those things. I have short-term memory loss and I still remember things. So y'all, don't get it twisted. Go to therapy. Go to therapy.
She said it. She said it. So let's circle back to start to wind things down. What is it about Pokemon that has contributed to your happiness?
Oh my gosh, the people. The truly the people. And Heracross, but we all know Heracross is my Pokemon, what can I say? but
Heracross
I
specifically.
oh, of course, pink, shiny Heracross female, the cutest thing ever.
Super dope. Super dope. I
Super,
went for a hunt. I
super.
haven't found one. And since I was discouraged, I'm like, I can't. This is so
I'll find
long,
you one.
but
I'll
I'll try
find you one.
again.
I
Which,
got you
hey,
one.
if
I
you
got you
get
one.
me, I'll take it.
I got you. Easy, easy. I know the locations, what can I say?
Let's go.
But I think it's truly the people. I think the people that I've met and the friendships that I've really have gained is just been such a beautiful thing. I think there's so many people in this community. It doesn't matter if it's TCG, whether it's VGC, whether it's Go, whether it's Unite, that we're all just people, and we all have this small live sliver of us, maybe some bigger. Of us that loves this game and loves Pokemon. And I think that is just such a interesting tie that connects us into the web and that we can go ahead and really start to grow and see what other things that people like. There's like I love talking anime with Pokemon people because I'm like, oh my gosh, we like Pokemon and we like it. I'm
Hell
like,
yeah.
really? Really? This is so fun. And I think the people, it's just these are friendships that I know I could have forever. I know if I went to a city, I could be like, hey, like, do you want to go grab lunch? And I think that's so beautiful because just this little yellow mouse connected us all together. And I
Heck
think
yeah.
that's just so beautiful. So yeah, the friends I would say is the best thing that has come out of this,
Yeah, I
truthfully.
definitely agree with that too. It's been like I mentioned it earlier, and it's becoming a bigger and bigger deal. Like just being able to connect with people who you have this big of a passion for this one thing, and of course you maybe have other groups like that too. But like, there's just something about this one for me that's just like I've loved this since I was a little kid. That's different than all that other shit. I don't know for me.
Exactly. Like, tell me what your Pokemon Emerald team was when you were like 8 years old. I would love to know because
Hell yeah.
these are the things I nerd out about. Like, let me see your old DS. Like, oh my gosh, yeah, let's do all this fun stuff. Like, those are the special things, truly.
Yeah, it's beautiful. What are you excited for most coming up next for Pokemon
Ooh.
in your
So,
Pokemon
and
life?
it's out in VGC. I'm going to EUIC. I'm
Yeah.
very excited that I love London. I have some friends that I've made through Pokemon that live overseas, so I'll be able to see some of them and even
So
some
dope.
friends that I've met with other games. So that's really fun. But truthfully, just getting better. I know that's one thing that I've always really wanted to do. It is a struggle when you do have a full-time job and you're actively working and trying to practice as well. So it's really just been a kind of a slower growth for me, but I really just like want to get better at the game and I want to play more and I want to be able to be on stream.
Yes.
I just want Sierra and Joe call out to cast my stream match.
All
And if you're
right.
not casting, I want you to run up there and cast instead.
They're
I
gonna
don't care
do
what strings I have to pull, please.
it. Pull those strings. I believe you have the power. You definitely got the a little preparation, and you got what you need to get on stream for sure. For sure. Final question. Imagine there is a young man out there just struggling, having, going through it. What might you say to encourage such a young man?
I think, ooh, that's a really tough question. I would say to me, as I've always been just Courtney, but I think growing up originally from a really rural ecosystem, from a town of 100 people to now being a part of community, that is so vast and going through a lot of different hurdles in my life is just, and I feel like this has probably been said before, but just keep going. There's always going to be something. I think one weird analogy that I'm going to make is Frieren. It's an anime I've been recently watching.
Do
And
it.
I think that's really the beautiful thing is that things will happen in your life. It doesn't matter if you live for 60, 70 years or if you're living for 500 years, things will happen. There's things that you cannot change. There's actions that you do that you will not be able to change in life. But it's the thing is like how you reflect onto it and how you grow as a person, and that things will happen, but things will always get better. And I think that's truthfully something that I've had to tell myself. I tell myself pretty much anytime I'm having a bad day is like, next tomorrow's a whole new day. And it's going to be up to me about how I want to idolize and visualize how that day is going to go and how I can make it better as a person. And the people around you will also help with that as well. So just keep going. Truthfully, you're amazing. You're important. And that's the number one thing to know. And you should catch a shiny hair across. That always brightens up my day. So.
Yo, just looking at my shiny hair across in the future that you get me is gonna be,
I'm putting
that's
it
gonna
on
be
my
one of
to-do
the,
list. I'm literally going to put it on my to-do list. Catch shiny hair across. I'm going to write it down.
yes,
I got
that's a
you.
real one, that's a real one. And I love your response, and that I think that a lot of the stuff we go through, of course, we all have our unique experiences, but a lot of times, the person next to us may not be going through the same thing, but they may know more than you think. And there's always going to be someone who can 100% just relate with you. And a lot of the times, it comes down to a growing pain of some sort. And a lot of the stuff we go through is a big part of growing up, and we're just learning how we're to be that person that we are specifically growing into, the best version of
Exactly.
ourselves, and really being able to bring that forward, and knowing that you're definitely going to get there, but you got to keep going. You got to keep
Yeah,
going
and you will
on your
always
easy
grow
path.
too. You're never going to stop
Yes.
growing.
Yes, absolutely.
Literally, you're never going to stop growing. And I think that's something so beautiful is that you are always going to be growing as a human. Doesn't matter if you are 20 right now, you're 35, you're 60. Every day is a new day. You're growing in age, you're also growing as a person. And that's something to always remember that you can change the things that you don't like about your life, about growing and seeing how you're going to go ahead and expand that. And I think that's just something that you can kind of see in other people and that you can go ahead and kind of grow yourself. And just like I said, just be you, truthfully.
Just be
Just be
you.
you.
That's it.
Beautiful.
That's it. Mic dropped. Courtney, thank you so much for joining me today. Again, really appreciate having met you. Looking forward to seeing you the next time you're out. Best of luck at EUIC.
Thank you so much. Let's cross my fingers that Burgraf doesn't get faked out in by. So
Hopefully,
maybe by me.
someone else fakes out into your for a giraffe. That is what I'm really crossing my fingers for. Let's go.
Fingers are crossed. No, thank you so much for having me. Thank you everyone for watching. And yeah, have an amazing day and good
Hey.
luck on your next competition.
Thank you so much. We'll chat soon. And that is a wrap with our first lady of Pokemon's Health, Courtney. I really appreciate her joining us. And I've mentioned it for many episodes now that I was curious on what it would be like to have the voices of other identities on this podcast, because we see in red pill sort of men's empowerment content on TikTok and reels and whatnot, this like echo chamber, and in that echo chamber we just get the same opinions bouncing back and forth between the same guys who think the same shit and who aren't going to change anyway, in that environment. And what's missing there is the voice of the people who have been kind of harmed by men, or otherwise disappointed by men, or see the need for the growth of men in ways that we aren't able to see while we are kind of just stuck in it, in our conditions, in the lack of vulnerability, for example, in the toxic masculinity, for example, in the traditional things that are working against us, hurting each other, without those other identities coming in and giving their two cents. So really glad that we got to do that. We'll expect to have more people of other identities on the podcast. And if you are such a person and you want to come and share your opinion, share your story, would love to have you on. Thanks again for listening, hanging out with me. Looking forward to next week. We'll talk soon.